What is good, homies? It's your boy Q, and what you are about to listen to is another exclusive clip from the Patreon page. This is the Mortal Kombat Annihilation episode. You know, everyone's favorite Mortal Kombat movie, right? For this episode, I have Brendan and Oz with me to help me relive this nostalgic blast from the past. Is the movie any good? Does it hold up to childhood memories? You guys be the judge of that. But if you guys like this type of content, if you want to hear more, then you can go to patreon.com/superherohomies to get access to this episode and many, 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 many more. All right, hope you guys enjoy. Until then, Mortal Kombat. Millennials are not the new thing no more, all right?
Oh, homie.
Yeah. I'll say this. Mortal Kombat 95 is to Mortal Kombat Annihilation what Batman Forever is to Batman and Robin.
Of course you do.
Of course you fucking do. I'm ignoring you. But what I mean by that is they're both bad, but by comparison, one is so bad it makes the other one look better.
Yeah, that's true.
But it circles all the way back around to being good again.
No, it doesn't. No. I mean, no. Yeah, that's not a circle big enough.
Motherfucker, that's not even on the spectrum.
Were you not entertained?
What, no. Watching the movie? No. It is the
bat nipples, sir. Bat nipples.
I mean, some people were into that.
What is with you and nipples also?
Oh yeah, he made multiple comments about Jack's nipples.
They look weird.
But you were hyper focused on it.
You were in my face.
If it's one thing to be like, "Oh, those are weird nipples," and maybe even say something, but you kept bringing it up.
Hairless, but only like around.
Maybe he was sensitive on the nipple area, man. Like, don't want to put a razor blade to it or a trimmer,
like Drax.
Yeah, like Drax. The Destroyer. Okay.
Why are we on this topic?
Yeah, because Brendan has a thing with nipples, so
his nipples were in my face.
We're done with nipples, Brendan. All right, we are done with
the
nipples.
We're never done with nipples.
Okay.
So yeah. He's going to go down infamously now as the nipple guy.
He's the nipple guy. Yeah. Yeah.
So we're going to have to bring up every episode he's on someone else's nipples just to make sure he's on the same page.
Yeah, like, how do you even watch wrestling? You know how many nipples you see in pro wrestling? Like,
I mean, especially when Cesaro was on there.
Okay, so for you, it's the areola that you have a problem with. I figured it out. Brendan, you haven't seen it.
Remember, you saw the size of that guy's fucking, Brendan, almost took up his whole fucking chest.
You haven't seen enough titties. That's your problem.
Right. You know what? We got a perfect movie for you to get some exposure to that. Howard the Ducks. You can see some duck titties.
Do they have duck nipples? Full circle.
That's how this is done here. That's
cool. You get to see duck nipples?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, you do. That's what's disturbing about it, man.
Yeah. But anyways, so yeah, we've already managed to throw this thing off the fucking rails.
I mean, was it ever really on the rails? Was it on the rails of the big ball thing?
Oh Lord! Ooh, good segue. Actually, though, like the spinning, spinning
gyroscope ball.
You know, that uses the steam from the Earth's core.
Raiden was trying to get those. Nipples from what's her face?
Sonya. Yeah, Sonya. He did try to get a little sneak preview.
No, he got all up in that shit.
Stop encouraging him, Oz. First of all,
don't you know that's what I'm here for? Like, I'm here to instigate things between the two of you. I'm kind of like a color commentator.
No, motherfucker. No, you're not. That's not why I brought you here.
But that's the role I'm filling.
But yeah, so this movie starts off, Shao Kahn and his goonies come to Earth, and his goonies are, Brendan, go. God damn it.
can't put him on the spot like that, man. Like, Brendan, why the fuck are you not answering?
See, I was about to start rattling off the names of the actual goonies from the Goonies movie.
Of course you were. He's referring to the generals or whatever.
For fuck's sake.
What? The genitals?
Generals.
Oh.
Like Ermac.
Yeah, and Mataro.
Mataro,
yeah.
Shiva.
I know, it was It's a joke.
You know, we're done. We just did it. So, yeah. Thank you, Brendan, for your lack of
input. No, you forgot Ermac.
No, I said Ermac first. You forgot about Rain.
Rain.
Because he gets hammered.
He gets banhammered.
Yeah.
And Jade?
Jade isn't there.
She's not there.
Not in the opening scene.
Oh.
And she wasn't the general. She was a bitch-ass spy.
God damn it.
Double spy.
I gave you the alley-oop and you fucking dropped the ball on me.
What did you expect? I mean, really?
I mean, at least he's self-aware.
We'll get there again, but we'll keep practicing. We'll keep dribbling.
So, granny shots.
That's right.
Granny shots.
Hey, Arnold. Yeah.
And they work.
Yeah, so...
He does kind of have a football head, doesn't he?
How dare you, sir?
Who has a football head? That's fucked up.
It is a little bit.
Only if you're, like, standing it up.
Day, sir.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Anyway, but yeah, Shao Kahn and his and friends, they come down to...
Best friends.
Yeah. They come down and start talking shit, and immediately Shao Kahn and Raiden get into a fight.
We finally get to see Raiden do something other than, like, use electricity on his finger and his eyes light up. At least we get that.
Barely. It's barely. A lackluster fight.
That's the new ringtone is all three of us going. Yeah.
Mortal Kombat noises are the best. Like, look at
Toasty. I am disappointed that no one, like, it never popped up ever in the movie.
Didn't get the Toasty guy?
Did we get that in the 2021 movie?
No.
I haven't seen it.
It was never, they're never going to put the Toasty guy in a movie.
I mean, someone at least should have said it when, spoiler alert, when Sub-Zero gets, you know, melted at the end, you know.
I mean, yeah.
We don't even get Toasty guy in the games anymore.
Oh, that's...
Damn it, Ed.
Yeah.
Put him back.
It's Ed Boon, isn't it? Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, well. I mean,
it's classic.
It is classic.
Put him back.
But yeah, so yeah, no toasties or anything like that. But we do get like a lackluster fight between Raiden and Shao Kahn.
Oh man,
what did this fight do?
You get the feeling though that neither one of them actually know how to fight. Neither of the actors know how to fight. Of
course I think not. That the guy who plays Shao Kahn, because his bread and butter is in action movies, you know.
Well, he's probably more of a brawler though, and like,
but he's always the jobber that gets.
Well, no, he played the main villain in Cobra. This Sly Stallone movie.
I didn't see that movie.
Oh. Well, you know, it's classic 80s cheese. I love it.
No, I know he gets fucked over in either Terminator or Robocop.
He's also a vampire in Buffy, too.
Yeah,
but Buffy's lame.
Don't you fucking dare.
Holy shit. Okay. Didn't know there's going to be a fist fight. First ever breakout on the podcast.
Don't ever ask me to be on this podcast with him again.
Oh, I'm sorry. I, you know, I'm just surprised it took this long for a fight to break out. Man, really? Thought it would have happened years ago.
I'm never going to help you anymore. No more. You're dead to me. You're dead to me.
Man, okay, so I was thinking about like this fight, right? And,
sure.
And the problem is that, like, I think you guys hit on the head when we were watching the movie. The fight is supposed to show off, like, the technological prowess of the times and like, how cool the special effects are. But not only are the special effects not good, I don't think by today's standards or even by 97 standards.
Honestly, it looks like they just kind of copied and pasted the game, the graphics for the game.
I mean, that's just kind of what this movie is, kind of the... Oh, they did the thing from the game.
We definitely pointed that out. I was like, oh, they did the thing.
Yeah.
That's what this movie is.
It's like the whole Leonardo DiCaprio.
Right. It should have been called Mortal Kombat. They did the thing.
They did the thing.
You know what? I watched that actually. Just if that was what they were going for,
right.
I would have watched that movie 100%.
Oh yeah,
that's why I love this movie.
But also, like, I feel like they kind of make Shao Kahn look a little weak.
Like a bitch?
Yeah, in the opening moments. I'm like, Jesus. But then they have him get his get back by immediately murdering Johnny Cage.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Like, because that's...
Yeah.
No. And I think I even said this when we were watching. Like, as soon as his neck snapped, I was like, oh, there is the best part of the first movie.
Yeah. No, that's true, though.
It wasn't even the same guy.
Wasn't even the same, but still, maybe he could have tapped into that same charisma or whatever.
That was a $500 neck, asshole.
You know what? You got a little bit of rapport with me.
Okay, I'll give you that one. That's, but yeah, that is like a sad point. It kind of goes to show how tone deaf they were. It's like they were so invested in like the Liu Kang story. I use quotation marks around story. That they maybe failed to realize that Johnny Cage probably resonated with more people in the first movie.
He is almost Ridley.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We mentioned that too, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. From the Dungeons and Dragons movie, the original one.
Yeah, the
2000. I thought you were talking about like Aliens.
Ripley.
Yeah, it's Ellen Ripley, made by
Ridley Scott.
Made by Ridley Scott.
Yeah. I get those two names. Never mind. Don't mind me. Fuck.
The cool points you just earned are gone.
I can't take back.
Did you expect them to stay?
Used to come, used to go, hey, Brandon.
Yeah, that's how it be.
Yep. Yeah, so what were we just talking about? Something about Mortal Kombat.
Oh, the death of Johnny Cage.
Yeah, the death of Johnny Cage was fucking dumb.
Yeah, like, I was pissed because Johnny Cage, of course, was my favorite character, in the movie.
I like how he just got swatted out of the sky like a bitch with his,
with his best move. Who the fuck blocks a shadow kick like that?
Shao Kahn.
You know
can
what?
Do that?
Yeah.
Shao Kahn can fuck you over.
Well, the problem with Shao Kahn in the games is he can block everything, especially in those early games.
And like, everything he does is unblockable.
Yeah, so like you can't freeze him if you're Sub-Zero. You can't get over here if you're Scorpion. No. You can't do any of that shit to him or Goro, you know, because they're too big.
And then he laughs at you and tells you you suck.
And he says you suck, yeah. He's a real piece of shit, Morty. And I don't like him.
He's a dickhead.
Yeah. But here, he just, Johnny Cage... They bring him in just to die, like a guy who looks passable enough as Johnny Cage. Lamb. Yeah,
yeah.
But I think maybe they killed him off because they were like the roster's too full.
Well,
because they did bring a fuck ton of new characters to this movie,
and then needed to give Shao Kahn heat.
Yeah, I mean he did need heat, but his heat should have been whipping Raiden's ass, not killing him, but whipping his ass and then killing Johnny Cage if you're going to go that route. You know, like,
you know what? No, they should have just killed Liu Kang.
That would have been bold as fuck. I don't know if I would have done that.
I would have.
Really?
I would have done that.
Who's going to be the lead man?
Sub-Zero.
You know.
Sure, why not?
I guess the issue is that, like, he has this whole thing with Scorpion, you know, even the brother, you know, who they bring into this movie. But I'm going to. I'm almost right there with you. I'm going to leave like the shitty lore to Brendan.
How dare you?
I mean, like, honestly, no one really cares about the lore. No casual fan of the game cares about the lore.
No one cares about casual fans.
Wow.
I said it.
You went there, sir.
I said it.
Damn, that was bold.
That was a bold statement.
I said what I said.
I will concede.
All right. Continue. You know what? Yeah, I'll let you have that. Okay. I will let you have that. No one cares about the casual fan. Which one?
Twilight Zone.
Did I get rid of that? No. Oh, sorry.
That's appropriate.
Sorry, Brendan.
God damn it. Even your fucking soundboard is giving me shit. God damn it.
We love you. That's why we rib on you.
That's right.
Sorry, Brendan. It was supposed to be this one. There you go.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Anywho, yeah, this roster was full in this movie. Who was your guys' favorite character in this movie, if you had to have one? The look I'm getting right now. You guys have to think about that many.
The dragon. The Hydra Dragon.
The Hydra Dragon.
That Shao Kahn turned into.
The Hydra Dragon is your favorite, huh?
Or the Tattoo Dragon.
Baraka.
I'm not convinced by either of your answers.
The only reason why I'm saying Baraka is because he's probably the most game accurate character in the whole movie.
My favorite character is Sub-Zero. And he's pretty cool.
That's also my favorite character in the games.
Yes. And he's done the most justice, at least this version of At least he wasn't killed by a bucket.
He wasn't killed by a bucket like he was in the first one.
Yeah, that's fair.
We never did get closure to...
To defeat your next enemy, you have to use the element that brings life.
Bitch, just tell me to throw water at him. We don't have to do this whole riddle thing. Just
throw the water at the guy that freezes stuff.
Right. And somehow that works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He won't turn it around.
No, but honestly, if I had to pick, I'm actually going to say Smoke.
I don't even remember what he did.
That was the like first the, cyber
the first
robot.
Cyber robot that came out.
Cyber Ninja.
Oh.
The yeah. one that initially that Sub-Zero killed.
Luke Kane's ass.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
And Sub-Zero's like, no, fuck you, bitch.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, he come flying in. Did y'all notice that shit?
Fun
He's
fact.
Floating in the air as his little freeze ray.
Sub-Zero can...
Sub-Zero can't fly.
You don't know. Do you know Sub-Zero?
I played enough of the games to know he don't fly. Because ain't none of them fly.
Yeah, none of them fly, huh?
Exactly.
Yeah, jumped
so why the fuck? No. He was flying. He was doing a Superman pose while his ice beam was coming out.
He jumped from a different
I'm
image,
sorry. Like,
sir.
No,
fun
no.
fact.
Oh, here comes.
Smoke
oh,
and Sub-Zero are from the same clan.
All right.
We're both from the Lin Kuei.
Oh, just think what I'm thinking. Brendan, no one gives a fuck.
Shut the fuck up, Brendan.
Shut the fuck up, Brendan. God damn. All right.
There's people that give a fuck. There's people out there.
Jeez. And that's why we have you on here, but that's literally just a courtesy.
God damn. Oh, have a good day, sir.
Jeez. Yeah, so they're both with Lin Kuei, is that what you're telling
yes.
me? Okay. Well, that is very cool
is
to know. Oh, and Cyrax. Okay, you got anything else?
You mean Cyprus, right?
Yes. Noob
Noob Sabat.
Noob Sailboat.
Sailboat.
Noob Sailboat.
So like when I told them when we first watched this, when they said the name Noob Sabat, I remember as a kid thinking that his name when I read it was Noob Sailboat. And they fucking died to like that's what his name is from now on. And I'm like,
from
okay.
Now on.
I mean, like, I obviously know it now, but like back when I first play, like saw Noob Sabat, it was Noob Sailboat.
Noob Sailboat. Thomas the Tank Sailboat. Engine.
Thomas the Tank and Steamboat Mickey.
Steamboat Mickey.
God damn it. Oh,
Also, another good fact. That's the original Sub-Zero.
I'm only giving you three of these, by the way. So you just burnt two of them.
Is that like the bad puns you have to sit, like you're going to get sent to bed?
Yeah.
Is that what's going on?
Yeah. Yeah, so I hope it's worth it because you just burnt through two of them. So make the last one a good one. And you might want to save it.
No. Actually.
As rules as written.
There are
in
no
the lore book.
There are no rules in Mortal Kombat.
Just gore.
Just, yeah. Not, well, not
it wasn't movie. Even gore.
In the,
that's the problem in the with this game. One.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so I think if I had to have a favorite in this movie, yeah, fuck. I don't have
damn.
Yeah, you made us, you have to say something.
You didn't
something.
Like Sub-Zero?
You have to
a,
say something.
He was a badass.
I mean,
sort of.
They could have used his help at the end.
I guess by default it would be Sub-Zero. He had an okay fight scene, and
like,
it was cool to see.
It was honestly, the I hate best, to say this, it's probably the best fight scene in the movie.
I think it is.
I look how Sub-Zero and Scorpion just fucking fuck off
afterwards.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Like, yeah, no, like,
and then for the rest of the movie,
oh, yeah.
you don't see them at all
which ever
is,
again.
Which is bold as fuck because even back then they were like the two most popular characters.
Still
I think
are.
I think they were like oh. So, these two are the most popular characters.
Maybe we should put them in the movie.
Yeah, maybe it's just somewhere in there.
But wait a minute. They both died in the last one.
Well, Sub-Zero.
This one's going to be his brother.
That's a real thing, sir. That's
it's canon because of the movie.
Oh. Nuh-uh.
Now, that is something we need to Google, so.
I think that. Because he dies. Sub-Zero dies in what, Mortal Kombat 2?
Yes.
And then in 3, we get the brother.
Yes.
So technically, 3 came out before Annihilation, mm-hmm. the same year as Annihilation.
Maybe they read the script first.
God damn it.
That also implies that they were intending to put him in the movie. So, like, I'm explaining my own logic away.
But I guess by default, it'd probably be Sub-Zero as my favorite.
I mean, honestly, like, that was almost, like, I mostly just kind of chose Smoke because, like, he whooped Liu Kang's ass at the very beginning of the movie. And I'm over here like, this motherfucker beat Shao Kahn. And this motherfucker, he's getting beat up by a robot. I'm cool with it.
This question should be more fun.
Most people would get beat up by a robot.
Who is your least favorite character in this movie?
Was that intentional or?
Yeah. Okay. Very much so.
He straight up did the fucking Kermit the Frog meme, sipping his fucking tea.
I would say fucking Melina.
Melina was your least favorite?
Yeah, because you don't get to see her fucking face.
Yeah, but yeah, true.
But she was in a nice mud wrestling scene.
Yeah, she's that was probably the second best fight scene for reasons.
My least favorite? Oh, God. Probably Mataro.
Really?
What?
Yeah.
I thought he was pretty cool.
Like, even as a kid, I remember, like, thinking,
oh, yeah,
that looks horrible. And I don't want to see that.
He intimidated me as a child in both the game and the movie.
I never fought him in the game, but, like as far as, like, the movie, I was
he
just like...
He takes Goro and Kentaro's place.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Kentaro has never had a live action movie though.
No.
I mean, isn't Kentaro just like a bigger Goro?
No, he's about the same size. He's
I'm changing my answer.
Instead of a dragon, he's a tiger.
You say
Rain.
Rain. Wow.
Yeah, he gets banhammered.
He just gets smacked with a fucking hammer and knocked. Like, what purpose do you serve?
To get banhammered.
Like, that was so stupid.
That was stupid. Like, it could have just been like a goon.
Right.
It didn't have to be Rain. Yeah.
Dude, Rain dirty like that.
Dirty Rain.
A lot of Dirty Rain.
Dirty Rain. Dirty Rain. And it's ironic because he's purple.
Yeah, it is.
That's why he was created.
What do you mean?
I mean,
go ahead and say your phrase.
You want to burn
it? You know what? Never mind.
Okay.
You
know, all right
then.
I'll shut up.
You know, fun fact.
We just start saying blatantly fake shit about the games.
Don't fucking tempt me, bro.
All I'm gonna say is his name's Rain, and he's purple, and it's for a reason.
Yeah, because the original character design was based on Prince, along with his moveset.
Oh, you mean the artist formerly known as Prince?
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, he's artist formerly known as anything at all.
Get the fuck out, Brendan. You don't disrespect Prince like that on this podcast.
No, sir. I'm about a little red Corvette your ass out of this fucking room.
You about to find out why doves cry, motherfucker.
Oh, shit!
As bad as I'm making any of these damn references.
Oh, you uncultured swine.
Oh.
I'm guessing these are Prince songs.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Jesus. Brendan? Okay, anyways.
We should party like it's 1999 and like, not invite him.
Is that a Prince song?
What? Brendan.
Fuck.
Fucking uncultured. Anyways. Moving on here.
I never knew that was a Prince song.
Oh, yeah. My fucking God.
You should really just stop talking.
You should. You should. Okay, but yeah, yeah, if I had to have a least favorite character, I think mine is Raiden in this movie.
Yeah.
I remember thinking as a kid when I first watched this movie, because Raiden's my favorite character from the games, like, seeing him actually fight made me super fucking happy.
You would be a cheap bastard and cheap pick Raiden.
What?
You would be a cheap bastard and pick Raiden like that in the games.
I didn't just do the missile move.
I don't believe you.
When I was little, sure. But when I actually got older and started playing the game, no.
Did you ever actually play the game?
Yeah. I played
Did you play the game?
I played three.
Oh, look at Brendan setting the bar for a fan.
Oh, man. You know what? Yeah, like he's using cancel culture right now, and I'm not.
You know, he's cool. Gatekeeping like a motherfucker.
You're right. You're gatekeeping like a bitch. So you know what? You know, I have a whole episode on my podcast about gatekeeping.
That's true.
And that really does apply to pretty much anything that you are doing to me right now. Except so combat. I can't work with this man.
I have my agents talk to your agents, and we'll get this whole thing sorted out.
Oh, yeah, yeah, because, like, this, you know, picking people up off the street and shit and just let them on your podcast. Like,
I thought it'd be a fun segment.
I mean, it was fun at first, and then he started talking shit. And then, like, then he just started lying.
Lying? See, first he said the shit about Buffy. Then he said the shit about Prince.
Mm. What? He, I didn't talk shit about Prince.
You not knowing Prince, Prince would take that as you shit-talking him.
Yep.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah, yeah. So you've reached your, you're reaching your limit real quick here,
bro. Real quick. And fun fact, shut the fuck up.
Well, I don't have a couch for him to fuck up.
Okay.
The Dave Chappelle segment.
That was not.
That was Rick James, for fuck's sake.
Jesus Christ.
God damn.
What was Rick James?
Bitch.
Yes.
Yes.
Prince was in the one with the basketball scene.
I thought he fucked up his couch, though.
No, that was Rick James.
I don't remember grabbing my feet in that man's couch. Yeah.
Yeah, I rubbed my feet on that man's couch.
Fuck your couch.
Yes, Rick James. Not Prince. I thought Prince. That was Prince. No.
We're not doing this right now. We're moving back to Mortal Kombat.
Where's Mortal Kombat at? Yeah. We have lost it completely.
Yeah.
It's all Brendan's fault.
It really is this time. I mean,
you know the whole thing about like why we didn't bring you to the first one? That's this right here. Like
we would have been halfway through the movie otherwise.
Maybe.
Maybe, yeah. All I'm saying is Johnny Cage's absence has failed here. And fuck you, Brendan, for various reasons. TBD, but
I think they're already determined. You just don't want to say it on air.
Yeah, we this movie. I thought so. I've always remembered Annihilation being way worse than 95, but I guess in my mind, I convinced myself that the fight scenes. And
we're a little bit better, yeah. I actually did the same.
We were wrong.
Oh my god, were we? Like, I remember the Sonya Blade Melina fight being a lot better than it was.
You were just a horny kid.
Yeah.
Were?
Oh.
I mean, yeah.
Well, like any good story, I bet that podcast took a few twists and turns that you homies didn't see coming. But I hate to leave you guys on a cliffhanger, so if you guys want to finish up that episode, then again, you can get the whole thing at patreon.com/superherohomies. Hopefully you guys enjoyed that. Again, thank you guys for listening in, and that's going to be all for now, so see you guys on the flip side.